Radharasrinari ki jai, Prabodhananda Saraswati ki jai. We're continuing with verse 78, which we gave the title of the supreme attainment of Radha's nectar seva. And we mentioned that there's 3 points in the verse, in the Sanskrit verse. The different padas have different points. The four goals of life, and then fixed devotion to Ishvara Vishnu and nectar of Radha's seva. So yesterday we talked about the Chatur Purushartha, which is attractive to most everyone, dharma, art, kama, moksha. And in this verse he says dharmad yarta chatushtam yam vijayatam. All glories to those things. Kim tad britta vartaya? But I don't have any interest. I don't have any interest in those things. Kim tad britta vartaya? What is the use? Literally, this phrase means kim tad britta vartaya? What is the use? Why should we vainly speak about them? Or it can also be said, but what is the use of such useless topics? It's no use because they're useless. And then he explains, and we mentioned also about Ekantiki Bhakti. He says that as for the position gained by unalloyed devotion to the Lord, I've accepted it respectfully upon my head. So Ishvara, or Vishnu Bhakti, which leads one to Vaikuntha, he's holding that on his head. He's saying, Saikanteshvara Bhakti Yoga Padavi Tvatropita Mordani. As we mentioned yesterday, Mordani means head, Tvatropita means worship. So these, the path of sadhana bhakti, he's saying, he said, Let my exclusive devotion for the Supreme Lord ornament my head. This is one translation. The other one says that I offer respects. I hold that on my head. I offer respects. I don't really care about these useless things, dharma, kama, moksha. And as far as Vishnu Bhakti or Vaikunthanath Bhakti or Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, as far as Vishnu Smaranam and Vishnu Bhakti, the basic Vaidhi sadhana, which all the Vaishnavas perform with a hankering and desire for moksha, Vaikuntha Prapti, this is the goal of the Madhvas and Madhva Sampradaya. They want to go to Vaikuntha to worship Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, and Dasya Rati as servants. So one translator takes this verse to mean this, that Saikanteshvara, Ishvara, in other words, Ishvara Vishnu, fixed devotion to Ishvara Vishnu, I hold it on my head, it's honorable, it's worshipable, but I have something else in mind. He said, I'm interested in that Kishori money, and that jewel-like, that money means jewel, gem, that invaluable, priceless Arya Kishori Manas, that Ganashcharya. He says, I'm interested. What am I interested in? He says, I'm interested in that girl, Radharani, that lives on the border. Ya Vrindavana Simni Kachana Kachana Ganashcharya Kishori Manas. He says, nothing can please my mind. Nothing else can please my mind but the nectar ras of the maid servanthood of some most amazing jewel-like adolescent girl from the outskirts of Vrindavan. So he's saying that Vishnu Bhakti is admirable and worshipful, this Ekantiki Bhakti, and that's described by our acharyas. We see in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami mentions that in the first division, Purva Vibhag, and maybe open these nice. So Rupa Goswami explains how if devotion comes in one's heart, devotion for Vishnu or Krishna or Ram, then he doesn't really care about the Chatur Purusharta, the ordinary goals of the Sanatan Dharmas of the religious, pious Hindu. He says there at 1.1.33, Manageva Prarudyayam Ridya Bhagavat Pratam Purushartas Chatvaras Trina Yante Samanvata Purusha Arta Chatvaras. This Purusha, as we said, Chatur Purusharta, the Arta, the objective, Art, the Arta, the objective or goal of human beings, Purusha, is for Dharma, Art, and Kam. And what does he says? He says, they're like a Trina. I consider them like a Trina, Trinata Pisunichena, like a blade of grass. Why? Because if Bhagavat Rati, if Bhagavat Rati, Krishna Rati, Rati means Bhav. Rati is another Sanskrit word meaning Bhav. Also, there's Asakti. Asakti means attachment. Asakti, Rati, Prem. Or Asakti, Bhav, and Prem. It's another way of saying it. So when he says, if this comes in my heart, if just slightly Bhagavat Rati comes in my heart, Hridaye, then I think all these things are like a blade of grass. How desirable is anyone working hard and praying and worshiping to attain a blade of grass? Hardly. We step on grass, we walk on it, we cut it with our lawnmower, we feed it to the cows. We don't consider it one of the Chatur Purusharthas. So he says that when love of God has even slightly appeared in the heart, the four human pursuits, Purusharta Chatvaras, they become Trina. Trina Yante Samantata. Samantata. They become as insignificant as a blade of grass. So this is this is, in other words, he's saying fixed devotion is better than general. So this verse is describing a progression. First it starts off with material perfection in the first line. Dharamadi says, Dharamadi, Dharma, Arta, Chatushtam, Yam, Vijayatam. All glories to the four goals of human life. All glories, Vijayatam, to Dharma, Arta, Kam, Moksha. And this is also very nice. Ishvara Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, Aikantiki Bhakti, to be fixed in devotion. But then he goes, so that's even higher, that's much better, because if you become a Krishna Bhakta, a true Krishna Bhakta, or Ram Bhakta, or Vishnu Bhakta, then you have, if you have Vrati, if you actually Vrati, Bhav and love comes in your heart, Vishnu Prem, Vishnu Priti, Ram Priti, like the great devotees throughout history when they attain love for Ram or love for Vishnu, then they don't care about anything in this world. If they live or die, eat or starve, if they rise or fall, if they're liberated or not, they don't care because they have this wonderful experience of Bhagavat Rati Hridaye, as is mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhagavat Rati has manifested even slightly in their heart. So this is Ekanti Bhakti for Ishvara, because the word there says Sai Kanteshvara, Ishvara Bhakti, Ishvara Bhakti Yogi, Bhakti Yoga, Ekantaki. So that's, Ishvara means Vishnu. He's the Ishvara, he's the controller. Shiradakshaya Vishnu controls this body, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu controls this universe, and Mahavishnu and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu manifest all these different planets or this universe, and then Mahavishnu, so all these Ishvaras are engaged in controlling. We're saying that's very nice to focus on God. But in Govinda Bhasya, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he explains, he very minutely said, all right, you're an Aikantiki Bhakti. But he says there's two types. There's two types of Bhakti Yogis. There's a Vaikuntha Bhakti Yogi. Listen, it's a very nice description. He's telling this in his commentary on Govinda, in his Govinda Bhasya. Govinda Bhasya is our Gaudiya Vaishnav commentary on Vedanta Sutra. All the different sutras of Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra. There are many shlokas, Sanskrit, small, compressed wisdom and knowledge in a few words like Janmad Yasya Yataha. This is one sutra from the Vedanta. Janmad Yasya Sutaha. Janmad Yasya Yataha. And then another one is Savikam Brahma, something like this. Another one is Aham Brahmasmi. And another one is Tat Tvamasi. Tat Tvamasi. So the Mayavadis, the Advaitins, and the Vaishnavas, and the Gaudiyas, everyone is the Ramanuja Sampradaya. They have their Sri Bhashya. And Shankaracharya has written his Shariraka Bhashya, his own Advaitin Mayavadi commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So about 500 years ago, by the inspiration of Radha Govindaji in Jaipur, there was a meeting outside of Jaipur in Galta. Galta is a place of pilgrimage there, where the Ganga, by some great rishi, Gulliver Rishi, thousands of years ago, was doing austerities. It's about 10 kilometers outside of Jaipur in some hills. And on the top of that particular hill, there's a Surya Narayan temple. Apparently, some king of ancient time was a deity of Surya Narayan. A worshiper of Surya Narayan, like Radharani, a Surya Upasaka. So there's a temple, a small temple on the top of the hill. But on the way up that hill, there's a cave where Gulliver Rishi did his austerity. And it was very hot, and there wasn't any water over there. And he didn't want to go down, walk so far to find some lakes. There are many lakes in Rajasthan. It's a desert in many places, but there's also many lakes. Like Udaipur, there's a whole city called Udaipur. And Udai means lakes. The word Udai means a city of lakes, Udaipur. Water. So he by his mystic power in tapasya, tapabalam, he called Ganga, and Ganga came there out of the mountain. Just came out of the mountain, that became Gomukh. Just like if you go to Yamunotri, then you go to Gangotri. Gangotri is way up in the Himalayas, and that's where the source of the Ganga is. And Ganga comes just flying out of some mountain. And that place where it comes out, that mouth, that hole in the mountain is called Gomukh. Mukh means mouth, go means cow. So that Ganga is there. So there, below that place, there was a temple built by some king and a very big ashram. And several temples there, right next to that Gomukh, that Ganga there. And there's some pools there for bathing, honoring that sacred Ganga water in Galta. But the Ramanandis, the king at that time, about 500 years ago, he took Diksha, the king of Jaipur took Diksha from the Ramanandi Sampradaya. Ramanandis are a branch of Sri Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya worships Lakshmi Narayan. And Ramanuja wrote that commentary. So they are a branch. They worship Sita and Ram. Ramanandis. And they challenged, because they told the king, they said, these Gaudiyas aren't bona fide. Every Vaishnava lineage has group has a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, but they don't, because they're Mahaprabhu, they're Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the six Goswamis, they said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra by the author himself, Vedavyas, and a second one is not required. The whole Bhagavatam is a commentary on one shloka from the Vedanta Sutra. There's 18,000 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam in about 331 chapters. And all those 18,000 verses are a commentary on three words from Vedanta Sutra. Janmad yasya yataha. In the first canto, first chapter, first verse, says Janmad yasya yataha itaratesha vigya sorat. And a very long verse. But it starts off with the first line. It says Param Satyam Chadimahi. It ends like this, Param Satyam Chadimahi. First verse, first chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. So what more? That's our commentary. But they challenged, and the king said, listen, Ramanandi said, if you don't have a commentary, then you're not qualified a proper sampradaya, so therefore you cannot do the puja of Radha Govinda and the Rupa Goswami's deities, which are in Jayapur at the time, and the puja will be taken over by us, and all the Bengali Brahmins and Gaudiya Vaishnavas will be ousted. So that letter was sent from Jayapur to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Vrindavan, where he was staying at the time. And they said, listen, you have to write a commentary really fast. He said, well, I'm a little old, but I depute my Shiksha disciple. He's giving Shiksha to Baladev Vidyabhushan. So then Baladev Vidyabhushan went there to Galta, where this debate took place, philosophical encounter, and he prayed to Govindaji. First he went to Thakurji Govinda in Jayapur. He said, listen, if I don't somehow write it very fastly, a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, then, which is something you don't exactly do overnight. The Bhagavatam took many years to write the Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva. Sometimes they say that there's a place in the Vrindavan Prikomarg that commemorates, there's a little temple there on the backside. They say this is where Srila Vyasadeva wrote the Bhagavatam. And of course, it's generally understood that he wrote the Bhagavatam in the banks of the Saraswati River, which once was flowing in Himalayas, and now there's a place called Vyas Gufa there, near Badrinath. Up by Badrinath, there's a cave there called Vyas Gufa. And Saraswati is also flowing there, because if you read in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, he says, my ashram is situated on the banks of the Saraswati in Himalayas. So she's become invisible now. At any rate, so now in Galta, he prayed to Govindaji. Then Govindaji appeared to him that night and dictated the entire book. Bhashya means language, Brajabhash. Bhashya means, so he wrote, and Govindaji was just sitting there moving his hand. And he wrote this book called Govinda Bhashya. It's a fantastic, amazing Gaudiya Vaishnav commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. So consequently, all the Gaudiyas have been studying that book. So in there he explains Baladev Vidyabhushan about two types of bhakti yogis, devotees. One is Swanishta and one is Ekanti. That's a very interesting division here. So Swanishta, he has a verse where he wrote, it says, Sarishu Rupeshu Sama Pritayam. The Swanishta type of devotee, he loves all the forms of Godhead equally. And an Ekanti Bhakta, he has preference and attraction and attachment for one particular form of God. And they are better than the ordinary Swanishta devotees. And Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says in 1258, that devotees of Krishna and Braj are the best of all the Ekanti devotees. Because how is that? How is it? Because you may be Ekanti Rameshwara Bhakta, Ekanti Vishnu Ishvara, or Ishvara Ram Bhakta, or Ekanti Ishvara Vishnu Bhakta. But they're saying, Rupa Goswami Pad, our Mahajan, is saying, Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajan, Acharya, Rasik Acharya, is saying that the worshippers of Krishna Vrindavan, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari, they are the topmost. There's so many Ekantiki Bhaktas, but no one can compare to these devotees, the Radha Krishna Bhaktas, the Yugal Upasakas, Radha Krishna, this Shringar Rati Yugal Upasakas. They are the topmost. Why? Because they're worshipping the supreme form of Godhead in terms of Ras, this Rasaraj. He's the king of all rasas, the emporium of all rasas. So they're worshipping the topmost form of God, the most rasa-filled, Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu, the Akhila Rasamurti, Krishna. And they're worshipping Krishna, not in Dwarka, not in Mathura, but in the topmost Dhamma, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the topmost of all the Dhams, holy places of Krishna, where the most intimate expression and most developed and concentrated form of all the different stairatis and possible moods of love towards Krishna, Bhagavan, and Krishna himself are found. The most intense and concentrated and variegated vatsalya rati, motherly love and fatherly love, parental love, most intense and concentrated and variegated sakirati, friendly love, and madhurya rati, this parakiya. So therefore he's rightly saying that the ekantis are very good, they're better than swanishta. Actually this idea of swanishta is very common. We see in India, many of the devotees in India are like that. They're what we call swanishta. Swanishta, this is swanishta sarveshu what is swanishta? Swanishta sarveshu rupeshu sama pritya. Very easy, like in the, their nishta means their steadiness, their fixity, their attachment, their focus, their own is all the gods. Sarva rupeshu sama pritya. Priti means love, affection. So they love all the gods. They love Ram, and they love Shiva, and they love Vaishnavi, or Vaishnav Devi, and they love Krishna, and they love Dwarkadish, and they love all, and Shani, and everyone. That's also very good. That's nice. But that's not ekantiki. Eka means one. Ekdotin. Antiki. Totally fixed. So they love all forms of Godhead, but the ekantina visama pritya rupa vishesh avisakta chittavena ya akantika sadarena bhya. He says that the ekant Govinda Vasya, Baladeva Devushana, is saying here, the ekanti devotees have a preference and an attachment for one particular form of God, and they are better than the ordinary swanishtas. So as I mentioned, this verse, one of the points of this verse, it's just mentioning about the four goals of life, and we offer respect to those and all glories to those. Then there's a gradual discussion of the different levels of bhakti, which is much higher than simply pursuing the dharmart kama moksha. So there's the ekantiki Ishvara bhaktas, but then there's different levels of those. And now we get to the topmost, however, are the Radha ekanti bhaktas, because that's the whole idea of the verse, is to emphasize that he's in line 3, Sripad, Prabhananda Saraswati, he says that, okay, all these ekanta bhaktas of Ishvara Vishnu and Ishvara Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, all these great devotees, I worship them and have great respect. In fact, I hold their exalted position. But me, I'm not interested in any Ishvara. I'm not interested in any Parama Ishvara Krishna or Ishvara Vishnu or Ishvara Shiva. There's so many powerful lords and gods of this mundane material world, and also the spiritual Paravyam, Vaikunthanath and Ayodhyanath. Ayodhyapati Ram, Rama Ram, Dasaratha Nandana Ram. There's one song they sing. Ayodhyapati Ram, Rama Ram, Dasaratha Nandana Ram. So we're interested in Parsani Wali Radhe, 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 Prishabhanu Nandini Radhe. So our focus is there, and that's what the verse is saying. So he's saying, Ishvara, all right, I hold in my head the feet of those Ishvaras, but I'm interested in a little girl. She's a young girl. She's a Nitya Kishori Prita Majori. Nitya Kishori Prita Majori. See how beautiful they are and how beautiful she is. So you're in a good place. Everyone's getting blessings from Radharani's hands there. See? That means blessings. They're on his head. So he says, and where does this girl live? She doesn't even live in downtown. She lives in the suburbs. What we call suburbs. There's Rio de Janeiro. Then they go out in the country, live in the country. If you're in the city, that's considered you're somewhere. If someone says, where are you from? I'm from Calcutta. I'm from Delhi, Bombay. Oh, okay, you have some. And then you say, where are you from? Well, usually even people that are from some tiny little village 100 kilometers from Delhi, you say, where are you from? So, oh, I'm from Delhi. So really, Delhi? Well, no, nearby Delhi, small, you know. How near? Only 100 kilometers away. Only 100 kilometers. What's the name of that place? Oh, it's called, you know, Ramgat. Ramgat. How many people live there? Oh, 5-6 families. About 50 people. So you come from a very, very small village, but you want to be, you know, oh, I'm from... So why is Sripad saying, Ya Vrindavana Simni Kachna Ganashcharya Kishori Mani? So he says, because Simni, I already mentioned yesterday, Simanta means the border of a woman's hair part. We put the sindoor there, that red sindoor on the sati, married woman, Indian woman, in tradition, Dharma. Vrindavana Simni. She lives on the border, Kachana. He says, I'm interested in Kachana. Someone, he said, who are you worship? I'm interested in someone, Kachana, or Kachana. It should be actually Kachana. I'm interested in Kachana. Kashna Ganashcharya Kishoriman. I'm interested in someone who lives on the border. She lives in the outskirts of Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan, where Sripad was living and doing bhajan when he wrote this book, is in a place called Kaliya Daha, which is in Vrindavan proper. Remember, I mentioned before that Vrindavan include Vrindavan, there are Dwarasavan. There are 12 major forests in Vrindavan. That's called the Mukhya Van or Major Vans. Then there's 137 Upavans, small forests in Vrindavan, in the Braj Mandal. So we say, oh, I'm in Vrindavan. But Vrindavan, there's 12 forests. And one of those forests is also named Vrindavan. And then Talavan, and Kokilavan, and Bahulavan, and Mahavan, and Madhuvan, and Bailavan, and Bilvavan, and Bajravan, and Bandiravan, Lohavan, like this. So the forest of Vrindavan includes Varsana, Nandagram, Govardhan, Radhakund, and Nidivad and Sevakunj, and all the places that you're familiar with downtown. Prabodhananda Saraswati lived, that's the center of the Vrindavan forest, where the most people lived, and where all the temples were built by the six Goswamis, is, as you well know, it's down Bunki Bihari and Govindaji and Shamasundara. It's all there. That's in the Vrindavan forest, but that's called the Vrindavan town, the proper municipal Vrindavan. And so that's like the big city. For Vrindavan, for Braj Mandal, or the forest of Vrindavan, the big city is Vrindavan. For the whole Braj Mandal, Mathura Mandal, the big city is Mathura. And then the next big city is Vrindavan. You see how big it is now. What is the size of Vrindavan today compared to Varsana? Inconceivable. Varsana, no house has more than ground floor and first floor. Ground floor, first floor. And Vrindavan today, you don't find any apartments that are less than 10 stories high. 15 stories, 20 stories. Thousands, and I told you already. On the Chatikar Road from the Delhi Agra Highway to Premandir, there's 50,000 apartments on left and right hand side of the road, not going counting Sonrak and Madhavan Colony and the whole rest of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan right now is about 500,000 people. 500,000 people. So it's very big now, but it was also big 500 years ago when Prabodhananda Saraswati wrote this shloka. See, I'm not interested, you know, in Radha Govinda, of course I'm interested, but all these places here in Vrindavan, there's some Kashchana, there's someone, Vrindavana Simni. He's not even saying where, she's Varsana Wali. Varsane Wali Radhe. Radhe, Radhe. So, and then what more does he have to say? You want to know more about who that someone is? It's very nice. He has so much intrigue and suspense in the verse. He says, Dandavat, 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 Pranams, Dharmart, Kamoksh, Vijayatam, Vijayatam, and Vishnu Bhakti. I hold on my head. Padavi, Padavi Aropita Mordani. I hold on my head. Yes, it's wonderful. It's honorable. It's worshipful. I hold on my head. Vishnu Bhakti, Ram Bhakti, Vaikuntha Bhakti. Wonderful. But it sounds, my dear sir, it doesn't sound like you're much interested, particularly personally, in those pursuits, either material pursuits or those spiritual pursuits. What are you interested in? Oh, just someone. Kashchana. What do you mean someone? Vishnu? No. Ram? No. Krishna Vaikuntha? No. Who is that someone? Someone, they live out in the woods. They live out in Vrindavana Simni, which is the border of the Vrindavan forest. Remember, the Vrindavan forest, it goes all the way to Varsana. Actually goes to Nandagram, a little south, and then comes to Varsana, then Govardhan. So Nandagram is in the northern part of the Vrindavan forest, because right in Nandagram there's Yavatgram. Yavatgram, and across the street from Yavatgram, a little bit north, is Kokilavan. You know, there's a whole pastime here. It's another van, Kokilavan. And then, like this. So she's someone, and then what more can you say about her? She is Ganashcharya Kishori Manas. Ganashcharya, she's concentrated astonishment. Ganashcharya, Ashcharya, not Acharya, Ashcharya, Gana, like Ganarath. Ganashcharya Kishori Manas, she's concentrated astonishment. Ashcharya means astonishing. She's like so astonishing. This person's very astonishing. So first we hear this, it's Kashchana. Because in Puran, it says three things are to be kept secret. You should not tell anyone. Your Diksha Mantra, the name of your guru and your ishta, and your bhajan also. So these four things. So your ishta. So he's not saying directly. He's saying kashchana, someone. Oh, where is that someone? Who is that someone? That someone is in Vaikuntha? That someone's in Ayodhya? Who is that someone? No. That someone is in Vrindavana Simni. They're on the border of Vrindavan. Not sure. Well, can you tell me anything more about that someone? Since it doesn't sound like Bhagavan, Ram and Vishnu, nobody lives in the forest of Vrindavan. Oh no, Ganascharya. Still, now we don't know, it's someone, but we don't even know the gender. We don't know the gender. We know Kashchana means someone, doesn't mean male or female. And then they say, Ganascharya. And that someone is astonishing. Is actually that someone is concentrated, condensed astonishment. Acha, the person you worship is concentrated astonishment, and they live on the very outskirts of Vrindavan, in the border of Vrindavan. Very interesting. Can you tell me more? Because I don't know, is it male or female? Kishori Mani. It's a Kishori, and your lord, your Ishta Devata is a female. Yes. And she's a jewel of all females. Yes, she's a crest jewel, a Shiromani. Yabrindavana Simni Kashchana Ganascharya Kishori Manis. Acha. And what more can you say? I want to serve her forever. Tatkain karnya rasamritad iha pram chitte name rochite. For me, listen, my dear friend, my dear Vishnu, Ram, Bhakta, etc. For me, there's no greater delight, there's no greater thrill for my mind, there's no greater excitement or satisfaction or joy, rochana, delight for my mind than this, my chitta. Param chitte name rochate. Very nice. Param chitte name rochate. I want to be of that adolescent girl, that young Kishori, that young teenage girl, that 14-year-old girl, that jewel of 14-year-old girls who is concentrated and is the very form of intense astonishment. Moment to moment, my mind is totally astonished. My mind and senses are totally and completely astonished by that embodiment, that Ascharya Sarupa of Radharani, her form of total. She astonishes my mind and senses. She astonishes my heart. My senses become astonished by the sound of her ankle bells and waist bells and her playing of veena and her singing so sweetly. Gandharvika Radha. And my mind becomes so astonished by thinking of her and identifying with her heart and feelings and taking part in her leelas. And my heart feels so satisfied by associating with her and serving her in every possible way. And my heart, I feel so much extreme ecstasy when I can finally, those rare special moments when I can bring Radha to meet her beloved Shyam. So for me, there's no greater astonishment. There's no greater Ganascharya than Kishori Mani Radha. Kishori Mani Radha. So this is the conclusion of this verse to explain how the Radharani, Sripad is describing, very beautifully describing Radharani, his Ishta Devata. Where she lives, what is she like, what are her attributes, her beauty, her characteristics. Vrindavana Simni Ganascharya Kishori Mani. He's telling to his friend, to my friend, listen. There is one intensely astonishing jewel-like Kishori young girl living in the border of Vrindavan forest in Barsana. And for me, there is no higher delight for my mind and consciousness than the nectar ras of being her maidservant. Kaikarnya rasa amritam param. Kaikarnya rasa amritam param chitte rochate. So the chitta means your consciousness, your mind, your heart, chitta. Param chitte, this is the greatest delight. So the conclusion of this verse is that there's no greater attainment than the sevananda, the sevananda, the rasamrit, the nectar sweet ras that one attains by serving Braja Kishori Mani Radha. Braja Kishori Mani Radha as her kinkari, which means her humble servant, Vinit Dasi. Vinit Dasi. Vinit means humble. Vinit. Vinit Dasi. To be Radharani's humble maidservant, Vinit Dasi. So this is the pride of Sripad in identifying with the Manjari's position and seva. And the source of pride, there's what we discussed this before, spiritual pride. The source of spiritual pride for the sadhakas and the siddhas is the same. The source of spiritual pride for the sadhakas and the perfected devotees, the siddhas, too, is Ami Radharadasi. Ami Radharadasi. Means I am Radha's Dasi. But I feel honored. I feel very honored. Tvaropita Mordani. I feel very honored. I feel very fortunate and blessed and happy and proud to be the eternal loving maidservant, the Kinkari Manjari of Srimati Radharani. This is basically, we find this mood coming through here, this Radha Ekantiki Bhakti. This verse is describing Radha Ekantiki Bhakti, a Kishori Mani Radha, and at the same time hankering for the great bliss of being a humble, surrendered, submissive, dependent, a maidservant, a Manjari Kinkari Dasi of Radha. And also another mood we find here is the pride of the Manjaris and their Radharani. Oh, she's someone, Kaschana. Vrindavana Simni Kaschana. It's a very nice phrase. Yo Vrindavana Simni Kaschana. Or Ya Vrindavana Simni Kaschana. Ganashcharya Kishori Mani. Kishori Manis. This is the Rasamrit. Well, how do we attain the Rasamrit, that nectar, that life-giving, life-sustaining, and life, eternal life-giving, Amrit. Amrit means no mrit. Amrit, mrityu means death. So Amrit means that substance, that liquid, that ras, that medicine, that engagement, that realization, that perfection, which gives one deathlessness, which gives one eternal life. And the holy abode of the Lord. That rasamrita, that rasamrita is derived from seva, Radha Krishna Yuga Upasana, the worship of Radha and Krishna together. This is the sum and substance of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. With a particular move, the bhav tadatmika, the bhav tat tat bhavichatmika, the mood and desire to feel and experience what Radharani feels and experiences when she serves and relishes Krishna's sweet love and their intimate exchanges and their various pastimes of sambhog, vilas, and also viraha, so many different feelings. Serving the queen, Vrindavan Ishwari Radha. And we talked about Ishwaras here in this verse, that Ekanta Ishwara Bhakti. Various types of devotees, they have bhakti or devotion for their Ishtadev. And we mentioned there's two types of devotees, the Swanishta Bhakta and the Ekanishta. Ekanishta or Swanishta or Ekanti. So Swanishta has devotion, bhakti for, has devotion for Ram and Krishna and Shiva. So his devotion is spread over many places. And then there's Ekantiki, like Ambarish was fixed on Vishnu. Ninth canto of Bhagavatam, King Ambarish, he was fixed on Vaikunthanath. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayora. Vachamsi Vaikuntha gunarnavarane. So, Savai mana Krishna padara, Savai mana, his mind was totally fixed on Krishna in the form of the Lord of Vaikuntha, which means Vishnu. Vishnu, all the different forms of Vishnu, 24 forms of Vishnu, spread throughout Vaikuntha, and all the Purushavatars and Leelavatars and Gunavatars, etc. They're all expansions of the original Lord Krishna. So he's talking about these Ishvaras and saying that Padavi Tvarupita Amordani, that title, that position of having a Kantiki Bhakti for Ram or Vishnu or some other form of Krishna outside of Vrindavan, I hold that on my head and I worship that. But I'm interested in another Ishvari, not an Ishvara, an Ishvari. And that's Vrindavaneshwari Radha, who lives in Vrindavana Simni. She lives on the border of the Vrindavan forest in the beautiful village of Barsana, Barsana Dham. In the Tika here, there's this book, there's a nice bhajan by this Haripad Shila, where he has summarized the whole Sanskrit verse in the language of Bengali. Dharmartira ye prartana chatustaya sekamana. Dharma arta kama mokshadan. Dharmartira ye prartana chatustaya Se kamana, dharma arta kama moksha dan. He mora sunishchoy, tasabara hokkajoy, se kotai nahi prayojan. He says, like Sripad, all glories to the four human pursuits, religiosity, wealth, sense enjoyment, and liberation. Everybody is praying to attain these things, but I don't need them. Ananta Ishvariya Spurti Ekanta Ishvara Bhakti Se Paravira Koribe Pranam Vrindavane Ganashcharya Krishna Priyatama Arya Brajamani Radha Jaranam Brajamani Radha Jaranam. He's saying, I offer pranams to the Ekanti Bhaktas, to the limitlessly supreme opulent Lord, Vishnu Bhakti, Ananta Aishvarya Spurti, Ekanta Ishvara Bhakti. I offer pranams. But then he's saying, Se Radhara Dasyamrita, Se Radhara Dasyamrita, Amrita Hoite Paramrita, Atulana Akila Bhuvan, E Rasamrita Bina, Mora Mone Nahiyanya, Sripad Prabodhananda Bhan. E rasamrita bina mora mone nahi anya Sripad Prabodhananda Bhane. So he's saying here that my mind likes nothing else but the delicious nectar of the maid service of Radha. That's all my mind wants. The delicious nectar. And Radha, who is Radha? Radha is the jewel of Braj, Brajamani Radha, Krishna's most astonishing beloved in Vrindavan. Krishna Priyatama Arya. She's the Priyatama, the topmost. Krishna Priyatama Arya. Radha is the jewel of Vrindavan, Brajamani Radha. and the most astonishing beloved in Vrindavan. So my mind only desires this, Radhara Dasyamrita Amrita Hoya Panamrita. No one in the entire world can compare with Radha. He says, Atulan, Atula means incomparable. Atulan, Akila Bhuvane. Akila means complete, all, Bhuvan, the whole world. Atulan, Atulan Akila Bhuvane, Erasa Marita Bina. Mora Mone Nahi Anya. He says, no one in the world, entire world, no one in the entire world or universe can compare with Radha. And Mora Mone Nahi Anya. And my mind likes nothing else except Rasamrita. My mind likes nothing else but the delicious nectar of the maid service of Radha, the jewel of Braja, who is most Krishna's most astonishing beloved in Vrindavan. This is a very wonderful and rustic rendition in Bengali by this great Vaishnava, Sri Haripad Srila, has penned this song, and it's included in this commentary by Srila Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. And a very, very beautiful translation, beautiful word, name of Radharani, Brajamani Radha. And there's Moramani Nahi Anya, nothing else, Nahi Anya, there is nothing else. Moramana means my mind, and my mind there's nothing else. Atulan Akila Bhuvane, for me and all the Raghunuga Vasikas or Raghunuga Bhaktas, there is no one else in their mind or hearts or lives or desires than Radharani, Brajamani Radha, and a desire to relish the Rasamrita. You've heard this book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We want to enter that ocean, that Sindhu, that unlimited ocean of serving the lotus feet of Radharani. Dharma Dhyartha Chatushtayam. Let's see. Dharma Dhyartha Chatushtayam Vijayatam Kim Tad Brita Vartaya. Saikanteshvara Bhakti Yoga Paravi Twa Ropita Mordani Yabrindavana Simni Kashchana. There's an S missing. Should be Kash, C-A-S-C-A-S-H, and then C. Yabrindavana Simni Kashchana Ganash Charya Kishori Manis Tatkai Karnyarasam Ritari Haparam Chitte na me rochite. I don't know if that's actually the correct way to say it, but the verse does fit the same chandas, at least like putting it that way, as the six Goswami prayers. Krishna kirtana gana nartana, because the same breaks are there. It works, but it may be some other, he may have written it with some other meter. And this, which, because I'm not so educated or learned it in those things. Like here it says, here in this book it says, because these are all poems, which means like a song, and each poem has different meters called chandas in Sanskrit. So in this other book I have, it says this is Shardula Vikridita meter. Shardul Vikridita chandas, we say meter. So different ones. That one is called Prithvi Guru Meter. So there are many different types of, you know, poetry. It's Sanskrit, so it has different. Da 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 da. Some verses in Bhagavatam, you chant like this, like this. So this is the meter. So the translation is: all glories to the four human pursuits, like religiosity, increase of wealth, sense enjoyment, and liberation. Why should we vainly speak about them? Let my exclusive devotion for the Supreme Lord ornament my head. In other words, another way that phrase can be is, I don't care for that, Ishvara Bhakti. Actually, nothing else can please my mind but the nectar rasa of the maid servanthood of some most amazing jewel of adolescent girls from the outskirts of Vrindavan. All glories to the path of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. But what is the use of such useless topics for me? As for the position gained by the unalloyed devotion to the Lord, I have accepted it respectfully upon my head. However, on the very border of Vrindavan exists an indescribable jewel maiden formed of personified, compressed astonishment. Therefore, other than the nectarian fluid succulence of her humble maid service, this conscience of mine has no liking at all for anything else. Radharasudaniti ki jai. Jai jai Shri Radhe. Jai jai Shri Radhe. Jai jai Shri Radhe. Shyam.